مرحبا عماد،
مرحبا يا هلا.
كيفك؟
تمام.
أنت معنا هلا على الهواء مباشر من إذاعة فوستافيلا في مدينة توبينغن بألمانيا.
ميت هلا.
نحن أول شيء
كان في
أول شيء لأعطي بس هيك لمحة عامة عنك بالألماني، بعدين حنحكي بالإنجليزي. تمام؟
طيب اوكي.
هلو انظر هوغا اند هوغن Wir haben heute ein Interview mit dem Mann, der ein Buch geschrieben, ein Kinderbuch, das Buch, das die Flüchtlinge Kinder hilft. Er spricht mit uns über dieses Thema. Hello everybody, we have today a Syrian man. He writes a book, Kindbuch, und hello, Imad.
Hello, hello.
The first, can you introduce yourself, bitte?
Okay, hello. My name is Imad, and I'm from Syria. I'm 31 years old, and I'm an author of a children's book. It's called Sarah's Journey. It's a therapy tool for refugee children who have been facing war and displacement. I live in Stockholm, Sweden.
Okay. What's about Sarah's journey? What's about the story?
All right. So I came to Sweden about 3.5 years ago as a refugee, and I was thinking about what kind of solution I can bring to the kids, so they can we can provide them with mental with tools to. To maintain the mental health and to make them forget about the traumas that they suffer from. And so I took a research for 20 months with professors of psychology of Stockholm's University and Vienna's University. And we designed a tool for a therapy tool for refugee kids. And we embed all those tools in a story which has a hero that looks like them and shares their experiences, and she makes her dream come true.
Okay, another question. Why did you write this book, Imad?
Why it's a book? Because we were thinking about what can be easy to provide the kids, that it can reach anywhere, and it's cheap, and it doesn't need electricity, because in many places where there were war zones, it's very hard for people for children to get electricity or to get into computers.
Yeah.
So the easiest way was to make a book where it can reach anywhere and many kids can use it.
How will this book, the refugee children's, help or support?
Actually, there are therapy methods in this book. They're based on cognitive therapy and exposure therapy, and so it brings all the harsh memories of those kids it turned it into an epic adventure where it's safe, it's a safe environment, and the kids are going through, they're being exposed to all the war and displacement in another perspective, where this hero girl, she imagines the world in her own way, and she talks to the nature. So she's getting wisdom and help from the elements of nature. And we wanted to make it universal, so it will work for any kid anywhere from any ethnic or religious background. So that's why I chose nature to appeal to kids from everywhere.
Can you tell us a little about Sarah? From where comes Sarah? What is the story of Sarah?
Okay. Sarah doesn't come from any specific place. Sarah just like a girl. She used to live in a very nice place in a small village somewhere around the world. Then a war happens in her country and she has to move. But on her way, when she's changing her home and moving with her grandpa and her mother, she finds explanations about what is war, what is peace, how can we make peace, how can we make how can you use peaceful dialogue, and at the same time she's learning about her surroundings, so she will process all things that happen around her by getting advices from her friends in the nature. And she always believes in her dream, and she can make any place she goes, she can make it a new home. She can integrate, and she managed to maintain her happiness. And that's the message we want to bring it to all the kids, that whatever happens to you, there's always hope and there's always a way to feel happy.
What the kind from result you have from your search, you have research gemacht, you have research making, what is the result?
The results are really, really great. Actually, I'm talking to you right now from a Swedish school, from the international school, English school in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm invited today to this school, and we are doing readings for even for the Swedish kids, because it opens their, it broadens their perspective about the world, and they get to know about the experiences of refugee children, but in a soft and a gentle way, where it generates empathy. And this will make the society more homogeneous and more coherent together.
We have our friend Hisham. He wants to say something.
Hello, Imad. Just want to ask you, is there like a possibility to make like a tour for this book, like around Europe, at least?
Of course, yeah.
Like,
this is, yeah? Of course, yeah, this is planned, and now we're in contact with some organizations in France, and hopefully we'll be in Germany as well. We are running now a Kickstarter campaign, so a crowdfunding campaign where we can translate the book to many languages, and we are already doing the tours in Sweden, and we want to expand it also to Germany, to all parts of Europe as well.
Can you tell us about your campaign, Imad?
The campaign, we've opened this campaign only for Christmas, so mm-hmm. for the Christmas period. So people, instead of buying just things that they don't need, so they can donate, they can buy the book, or they can donate a copy of the book or more to the refugee children in Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. And by doing this, they will receive their donation certificates as Christmas gifts for their friends and family. And at the same time, we will be able to make this cure and this therapy reach the kids who are really in need for this. So we have reached 50% now of the campaign, and we need more 50%. So everybody who wants to make a child happy, yeah, please,
what,
go to people.
Mm-hmm. How could the children get this book in Syria or Lebanon or in Turkey?
Yeah, we have partnered with one of the most well-reputed organizations, youth organizations in the Middle East. They are called Molham Team, and they have their own schools in refugee camps. And they will be the distributor. They will do the distribution, and they will send a report, a video report, to every donor after the book will reach the kids.
This Molham's team comes from Finland, or?
Molham team, no. Molham team, it's an organization registered in France and in Turkey. And they're working in operating in 5 countries, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and France. And they are doing a lot of, bringing a lot of aid and help to families, to wounded people, and to kids. And they open kindergartens and schools. So because they are well reputed, I chose them to be the ones who will distribute the copies of the book, the kids, because they have the capacity and the reach, and they work with transparency, because they have their transparency sheet on their website.
Good. Imad, did you find the necessary of this book for refugee children? Yeah, now.
Yes, of course. We've worked with refugee children in Sweden. We've done many therapy through storytelling sessions for them, and the results are very good. It's all documented on our website on kidnovation.se, and people can check it out, and we're so happy of the result, actually.
And have you got like feedback from some of kids, those who have already read the book?
Refugee kids.
Yeah, refugee kids. Of course, even.
Yeah, we have. Sorry.
Huh? Yeah.
We have the feedback from refugee kids from different age groups, and we have feedback from European kids from different age groups, and they're all documented, and they're all on our website. If you go to our website, kidnovation.se, you will find those videos. As I told you, I spent 20 months of my life litigating for this job, but when I see the children feeling good after the story, that makes me forget all the tough moments I've been through.
This is really good.
Imad, what about production process, translating, and so weiter?
Yeah, so through this campaign, through this Kickstarter campaign that we've launched, the goal of the campaign is to translate the book into, now the book is in English, we're going to translate it into Arabic and Swedish, and we're going to have a special illustration for the book. We want to illustrate the book with the supervision of a psychologist, where every step is studied over there, and every step is made just to make the children feel better and better. So that's the goal of the campaign, and we want to print the first 1,000 books to distribute it on the refugee kids. So we hope that the campaign would work. We're 50% so far, and we wish us luck.
We wish you luck. How can people, normal people, Imad, support you or your project with money, with us?
Through the campaign page, if people go to kickstarter.com mm-hmm. and search for Sarah's Journey, if they support the project Sarah's Journey, they can help bringing this project to life. And at the same time, they will be getting rewards. They will be getting the book and the ebook, and they will be getting also the donation certificate. So we always want people to be happy, and we want them to help us make the refugee children happy. We don't want just donations. We want interactive campaign where everybody is becoming happy.
We will put your address, website, in our homepage, www.vostavelo.de. Our listener can find this.
We just hope that it will work. And we are all here, our team, proud of you, Imad, and we are as Syrians proud of you too. And we
Thank
wish you,
you
great luck.
Best luck. Imad, بدك تحكي شيء هلا بدك تحكي شيء بالعربي لمستمعينا العرب. هو هذا البرنامج موجه للألمان وللعرب سوية.
بالنسبة للي عم يسمعونا بالعربي, هذا المشروع كان هو تقديم حل علاجي للأطفال اللاجئين اللي جهدوا الحرب واللجوء. كل المنظمات الإنسانية عم تشتغل, عم تحاول تعطي عم تعطي أكل, عم تعطي دواء, عم تعطي مأوى, وهذا شيء ضروري للأطفال. بس الشيء المهم إنه كيف بدها تكون نفسية هاي الأطفال لما بتكبر. في عنا جيل كامل إذا نحن ما لحقنا واشتغلنا على نفسيته, رح يطلع جيل مدمر. فبقى لهذا السبب أنا تركت شغلي وخصص يعني سخرت حالي لهالموضوع, وإن شاء الله ما رح نوقف. نتائج كتير حلوة, وحتى الجامعات الأوروبية عم يعني مبهورة الحمد لله لحد هلا بالطريقة اللي عم نشتغل فيها, لأنه عم نشتغل بطريقة علمية, عم نخلط العلم, يعني عم نأسس القصص بطريقة علمية, عم نخلطها بقصص من واقع هذول الأطفال لحتى الأطفال تتقبلها, وعم نجيب لهم شخصيات بطلة بتشبههم. وهالشخصيات نجحت, سارة مثلا نجحت بأنه تحافظ على سعادتها, نجحت بأنه تحقق حلمها, ونجحت بأنه تحترم غيرها وغيرها يحترمها. ظلت مثل ما هي, ما تغيرت, بس راحت على اي مجتمع بتروح فيه عم تكون ناجحه وعم تكون مقبوله، بتقبل المجتمع والمجتمع بيقبلها. بتمنى انه هالبنوته تغير حياه كثير اطفال.
نحن كسوريين عماد باوروبا، ممكن في شيء طريقه نساعدك فيها؟ ممكن نحن
في حدا
نخبر
يعني
في عنا علاقات مع المجتمع الالماني، ممكن نحن عن طريق هاي العلاقات نحن ننشر القصه تبع كتابك.
والله نحن اي شيء ممكن يساعد انه خلينا نقول مثل هالدواء يوصل للمريض، يعني يخلي هالقصه تنتشر وهالقصه توصل للاطفال اللي هني بحاجه. فبقى اللي بحب يساعدنا بالكامبين او بالحمله اللي نحن عاملينها على كيك ستارتر، واللي هو انه يشتري لحاله كتاب او يتبرع بكتاب للطفل اللاجئ، اهلا وسهلا فيه. واللي بحس انه ما بيقدر كمان ما في مشكله، بس يحكي عنا منيح ويفوت يفوت على الويب سايت ويشوف قديش متعوب على الشغل. وفي فريق من 13 دوله بيشتغل بهذا المشروع لحتى يطلع شيء يرفع راس السوريين عن جد.
عماد، نحن كسوريين قد ايه سعر الكتاب نقدر نشتريه؟
سعر الكتاب هو سعره مخفض حاليا، هلا عم نعرضه ب 24 دولار بس بسعر الكلفي. الهدف من الكامبين هو من الحمله هو بس انتاج الكتاب، يعني لما بتجيب الحمله هدفها ما راح يكون في اي حدا ربحان. فبقى حاطين الكوست البيزك، ولانه رح نطبع الكتب للاطفال اللاجئين بلبنان ما رح نحط في سعر شحن. فبقى سعر النسخه للطفل اللاجئ عم ترجع ب 18 يورو.
تمام.
فبقى حاطين بس بسعر الكلفي للرسامين، للاديتورز، للترانسليترز، وسعر الطباعه، حتى اجار ايدنا ما نحاطين.
حتى انا قرات الويب سايت حاكي شغله حلوه انه ممكن نحن نشتري الكتاب ونهديه كهديه للالمان، يعني كمان هاي نقطه مهمه او حلوه، ممكن نحن نعرفهم على 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 تجاربنا او تجربتنا مع الحرب. عماد، نحن كسوريين هون بالمانيا باسمي وباسم كل السوريين بالمانيا بنفتخر فيك ونتمنى لك المزيد من النجاح ان شاء الله في المستقبل القريب.
تسلم والله يخليكم، وان شاء الله كل السوريين بيفروا الدنيا، ونحن مبدعين ونحن فينا ونحن بنحب كل الناس.
شكرا كثير لك.
اوكي عماد، فيلين دانك، ثانك يو فيري ماتش عماد.
ثانك يو، شكرا،
جود باي.